Justin Fluke with you. It's the Holton Wildcat basketball locker room chats. Girls head coach Kurt Heisler joins us. The Holton girls are 4-2 on the season and have won four consecutive games, beating four Big East League opponents. And Coach, briefly want to go back to just before the break. I know we had a chance to chat on the Holton channel, but I think it's worth going back and visiting one more time here, and that's the game against Rossville right before you went into the holiday break. 71 points, the most that Holton girls basketball had scored since 2017, and beat a really good opponent in Rossville, 71-61. But man alive, what a way to go into the break, huh, with a game in which everything just seems to be going right and a lot of girls contributing and scoring and obviously playing great basketball.
Yeah, it was an exciting night. I think fans of the game certainly enjoyed watching that type of game. It was fast-paced, a lot of scoring. And I mentioned that night, and after watching it back, I didn't feel like it was bad defense on either part, on either team's part that night. I just feel like the offensive flow of the game was high level, players making plays and hitting a lot of shots, and we obviously got off to a good start in the first half, and we were able to make some good plays in the second half late down the stretch to hold the lead and close that one out.
You had every girl that played score in that game, and Brooke Wilcott, Kaya Taylor, Elizabeth Schuster have been in double digits for each of your last couple games now. Coming out of the break, you keep momentum. I think that's always a concern for a coach is just how the team will respond. You weren't back in school, but last Friday got the game in against Hiawatha and won 54-40, and I just thought it was a very workmanlike effort. You won every quarter and kind of just pulled away as the game went on. Mentioned the three girls that had big nights again scoring offensively in double digits, but had to be good to come back from break and still keep that confidence and momentum.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. That's exactly the message after the game is just methodical in the way that we approached the game. I felt like we played pretty good defense throughout. I know we gave up a few three-point shots, but I thought we rebounded the ball very well. We defended on the perimeter and caused them to maybe have to go to some other things that they didn't want to on the offensive end. And we were effective on offense. I felt like we were getting the shots that we wanted, 8-for-10 from the foul line, which is outstanding. Had good balance, and I wasn't sure how we would play. We had good practices over the break leading into that game, but you just never know, especially with not having any school and your normal routine, but felt like we played pretty well.
Obviously, you're getting a lot of points from Liz in the paint. You're getting, I feel like, a lot better ball handling. It seems like even teams that have came out and tried to press you have backed off because you've handled the press really well these last few games. What are some other growth areas, I guess, that you've kind of noticed that you're happy with the team right now?
Well, that's for sure one, is taking better care of the basketball. We've talked a lot about that. We've worked on it. I think the girls know how important that is in two ways. You know, one, when you're giving up turnovers, especially live ball turnovers, you're feeding the opponent's scoreboard. And number two, when you're taking better care of the ball, you're getting more opportunities on offense to score. And so we've done a better job of that. We still have room for improvement in that area. And obviously we're going to need to do a really great job of that Friday night against Silver Lake. But taking better care of the basketball, and I feel like we're playing with better flow on defense. You know, offensively, we've been pretty good for the most part throughout the season, but defensively, we've made a few adjustments in the way in which we're playing, and I think the girls are responding well to that, and we're starting to understand kind of what we're trying to do and achieve on defense. So we'll continue to work on all of those things and continue to get better and tweak little minor things that need adjusted and, you know, go from game to game.
You mentioned Silver Lake coming up Friday, get them at home. It's kind of weird because two of your next three games before the midseason tournament are now rematches against Silver Lake and then Nemaw Central next Friday. Got Sabetha road game and Riley County was postponed. But what are your thoughts on, you know, these two rematches and especially maybe Silver Lake, because you have to feel like, and that seems like 2 years ago. I mean, just the way your team's playing right now and the way maybe they looked against Silver Lake will be a great opportunity to kind of compare Friday against that really good team.
Yeah, it has only been a month, but you're right. It seems like quite a long time ago since we played them. I think both teams are different. I know that we are. I think our team will be more confident coming into this game against Silver Lake. They're an outstanding team, very well coached. They're a very balanced team. They've got one of the best players in the state. So, you know, I think one of the keys for us is to take care of what we can take care of. And we can't feed into what they want to do. We've got to take care of the ball and play at our pace and be efficient. And, you know, if we can do those things, I think it'll be a different ball game Friday night.
Well, we look forward to that matchup, and we'll have it, of course, on the Holton Channel. Coach, best of luck getting back into the swing of things. I know it's been a real challenging week for you and other schools and programs as well, but we'll see you Friday night. Best of luck.
I appreciate you, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton Girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball after this timeout.